and we are on record in this Alaska Labor Relations Agency hearing.
Hearing examiner Mark Torgerson and two members of the Alaska Labor Relations Board sat at the City Council podium in Petersburg, ready to hear arguments and testimony in the latest chapter of a labor dispute that's lasted more than a year. The deadlock over wages and benefits has come to the point where the Petersburg Municipal Employees Association is poised to take a strike vote. Before they can do that, however, they have to settle a disagreement with the city over which employees are too critical to life and safety to strike. It's the union that's petitioning for more workers to be included in that no-strike category known as Class 1. For instance, the Alaska Public Employees Association's regional manager, Pete Ford, who spoke for the Petersburg employees, argued that the city's harbor workers have been tasked with many more security duties since the 9/11 attacks a decade ago.
If we are to take these security laws and philosophies and regulations seriously, I think that we must recognize that harbor security has reached a level of significance that those individuals are sufficiently important, and the potential negative impact to public security and safety would justify their being classified as Class 1.
Class 1 includes police, fire, hospital, and correctional workers. While they can't strike, Class 1 workers get to settle their unresolved contract disputes through a process called interest arbitration. That's where both sides submit to the arbitration of a neutral judge who hears evidence and makes a final ruling on the employment contract. The union maintains that about 32 workers, nearly half its membership, falls into that Class 1 category, including 6 workers in the harbor and 11 at the city's Mountain View Manor assisted living facility. Ford pointed out that the Manor staff provided a variety of critical services for its assisted living residents.
In a small community like Petersburg, the impact on the community would be deleterious if the people at the Manor were to go out on strike. It would significantly inconvenience and disrupt families as well as the residents in the facilities.
In addition, the union also claims that the police department's parking enforcement and animal control employees should also be Class 1. The city administration disagrees. City officials say only the fire marshal and the 14 officers and dispatchers at the police department should be considered Class 1. Attorney Patricia Vicera argued on behalf of the city of Petersburg.
Quite simply, while the positions we're addressing are important to the city, they do not even remotely equate to police or hospital employees, as those terms are used under PARA.
PARA is Alaska's Public Employee Relations Act, under which the Labor Relations Agency works to determine the strike class of an employee who's not in police, fire protection, or hospital work. Vicera said the agency has to determine whether the public's health, safety, or welfare would be jeopardized by allowing that worker to go on strike.
The answer to that question for each of the classifications at issue here today is no. Public health, safety, or welfare would not be adversely affected by allowing these positions to exercise their statutory right to strike. The city will present evidence today to substantiate that conclusion, including the fact that each of these positions has been vacant for periods of time without the public's health, safety, or welfare being jeopardized, that the interruption of services, if any, could be easily tolerated by the public and or the affected individuals, and that the city could maintain a level of service that adequately protected the public.
To prove otherwise, the union called a couple of employees as witnesses, one of whom was Michelle Lopez, who's been secretary at Mountain View Manor for 2 years, and prior to that she was a resident assistant for 2 years. Lopez testified about the close relationship between Manor staff and its assisted living residents and the many daily tasks they help with, things like medication, dressing, bathing, and eating.
Living in an assisted living home, you pretty much open yourself up to, I mean, you have no secrets with the people that are taking care of you. They see every aspect of your life and of your body, and it's not an easy thing, modesty-wise, to give that up. So to have somebody come in that they're not comfortable with would be devastating and very traumatic.
So if there were a strike, that would be extremely traumatic to the residents.
It would be very, very traumatic.
As one of its witnesses, the city later called on Manor Administrator Sheelan Bell, who previously worked as a resident assistant for 6 years. Bell testified that the city could continue meeting the residents' basic needs if the staff went on strike, though it would mean bringing in additional workers. If the resident assistants went on strike, for instance, Bell told City Attorney Patricia Vassera, the Manor would have to hire some replacements within 24 hours, but could probably have everyone trained within a couple of weeks.
Would participation in a strike by the IRAs have an immediate adverse effect on the residents' health, safety, or welfare?
No, it'd just be really busy.
In the event of a strike, could some interruption of services by the RAs be tolerated by the residents?
Yes.
But you'd have to cover that's the essentials, right?
Yes.
Meals, meds. In the event the RAs were permitted to engage in a strike, could the city maintain a level of service that protected the residents?
Yes, with outside help.
Would basic needs be taken care of, though?
Yes.
The hearing took most of the day. The city's witness list included Bell, as well as Police Chief Jim Agner, Harbor Master Glo Wallen, and City Manager Scott Hahn. The union called Harbor Security Officer Ed Tagaban, as well as the Manor's Secretary Michelle Lopez. The city and the union agreed to submit their closing arguments in writing. They're due within 30 days, so it's likely to be well more than a month before the Labor Relations Board issues any decision on the strike class issue. The union's not able to go forward with a strike vote or arbitration until that issue's resolved. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.